Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in, and now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God. Hallelujah.
It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh, oh, oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Everyone, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. We praise God and give him the glory and thank God for him and the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ being here. We just thank God and know that today, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and we're going to pray. And we're going to be glad in it. Hallelujah. We thank God. We give God praise for each one of you that have joined us tonight on the line. And as we know, on the fourth Monday of every month, praise God, we dedicate it to what we call the sweet hour of prayer. Praise God. Well, guess what? We have prayer warriors on the line tonight. Those that know how to get a prayer through, those that don't mind taking the time and know the value, know the power, know the anointing, and being able to come before the Lord to petition him in prayer. And we thank God for each one of them. And tonight we're going to have the prayer warriors on the line, our Elder Hilton Britt, along with Mother Pat Gallo, along with Elder Maddie Green, praise God, and along also, too, we have Associate Pastor Gretchen Manley, thank God. So, again, we have men and women on the line tonight that know, they know the power of prayer, and we know that prayer, the power of prayer, and that prayers avail much. So before we get started, we always like to usher in the presence of the Lord with a song of praise, hallelujah. And so we're going to ask that you listen and be blessed tonight as we lift up God and lift up his awesomeness. Oh, yes, he is indeed an awesome God. Join in the praise of Charles Jenkins. Share the awesomeness of our God. Listen and be blessed. Praise God.
Come on, everybody. Let's give God this worship. If you know he's awesome, come on, stand on your feet, everybody. If you know he's awesome, you're in awe of his grace. You're in awe of his goodness. You're in awe of his mercy. You're in awe of his provision. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift your hands as we lift our voices. Come on, say, my God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Come on, say it, hide me from the rain. That's it. My God is awesome. Come on, heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. Come on, you got it. My God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Has he ever covered you? Come on. My God is awesome. Heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. One word. Come on, everybody. My God. Come on, somebody lift your voice. If you know he's been good to you, testify.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice.
Awesome.
He's awesome.
Awesome.
Come on.
My God.
Verse 2.
Savior of the whole world.
Giver of salvation.
By his stripes,
I'm healed. Yeah. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Listen. Today I am forgiven.
His grace is why I'm living.
Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on, you say,
my God.
Come on, awesome. Has brought you from.
Awesome.
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 Let's talk about why he's awesome. You say,
he's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice and celebrate.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, you say,
he's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice and testify.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, you say,
Celebrate the awesomeness of our God. He is truly an awesome and a great God. Lord, let we come to you this evening, Father. Join with me in prayer. We come to you this evening, Father, as humbly as we know how, Father, thanking you, Lord God, just for your presence with us. Thanking you, Lord God, that you are truly a great and awesome God. There is none that compares to you in all of heaven and earth. We thank you and count it a privilege to be called children of the Most High God. Father, we ask, Lord God, for your presence just to saturate the atmosphere of this broadcast tonight. We thank you for the presence of your Shekinah glory. We thank you, Lord God, that we have your ear, Heavenly Father, and that you leaned over, Lord God, the banisters of heaven, Lord God, to be able to hear our prayers, to hear our petitions, and know, Lord God, that we can stand with assurance that you answer, because yes, Lord, you are indeed a faithful God. And so, Lord, now as we bring forth these petitions and prayers to you, Lord God, we thank you in advance, Lord God, because we know according to your word that you work all things together for our good and for your glory. We will give you forever all the praise, all the honor, all the glory, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Well, before we get started with tonight's prayer, hallelujah, we're going to provide the opportunity for those that have personal prayer requests, or if you have a prayer need or prayer request for someone else, I'm going to ask you at this time to go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad, and we will receive your prayer request. We will lift your prayer up corporately as well tonight. So press 1 on your dial pad. We'd love to hear from you. And while we are awaiting those that have prayer requests, I'd like to share, we're going to ask Elder Hilton Britt if you will share and begin to pray first, then followed by Mother Pat Gallo, followed by Associate Pastor Gretchen Manley, and then Elder Maddie Green. I'm not sure if she's on the line or will sign in, but if not, then I will go ahead and close things out. Praise God. So we just give God again all the praise, honor, and glory. I'm going to go ahead. I see a few prayer requests on the line. Praise God. Caller 3925. Go right ahead, please.
Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord.
Hey, praise God. Hello there. We thank God for you tonight, Elder Lisa. God bless you.
This is Sister Prophetess Cecilia.
Prophetess Cecilia, I'm sorry. You know y'all cousins sound
right.
So much like We do. Yes,
I was calling,
yes,
asking for a prayer for Elder Lisa. She fell last
Amen.
Week.
Yes,
and
yes.
So prayer for her and
Amen.
Prayer for, what's her name, Minister Paula from my church. Her best friend's mom transitioned over the weekend. So I don't know the name of their family, but friend of Minister Paula's. And
Minister Paula, okay.
Minister Paula, yeah. So Elder Lisa, mm-hmm. Minister Paula, the family of Ethan Clark, our keyboard transitioned. He was young. He transitioned, and his homegoing service is Monday of next week. So the Clark family. And for myself, for finances, glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I have a Whitney Henderson. She's in Johns Hopkins Hospital, had heart surgery. Those are the
name
ones that I can.
Whitney
Henderson.
Henderson. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Prophetess Cecile, for sharing these prayer requests. And we've got, thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Right.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. God bless you tonight.
Bless you.
Caller 0209, Sister Gloria. God bless you tonight. Go right ahead.
Yes, I was calling to ask for prayer for my pastor. He lost his nephew over the weekend, and that's Pastor Michael Pretty and his family members, and for my granddaughter, Cashmere, that the Lord would open the doors of opportunity for her in the areas of a job and schooling.
Okay. Amen. Yes, ma'am. Employment and schooling. Yes, ma'am. All right. Thank you there, Sister Gloria. We've got it down. God bless you tonight.
Thank you.
Amen. Yes, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Is there anyone else that has a prayer request? Go ahead and press 1 on your keypad. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. And we have prayer request. I had Elder Lisa Strayhorn as well as one of my prayer requests. I spoke with her earlier, and she did take a fall, so we want to be in prayer for continually for her healing. Also, I am asking, I don't know if you all are aware or have heard, but we want to keep the King family lifted up because the youngest son of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Dexter King, passed away today. So we want to keep that family lifted up in our prayers as well. And praise God. We just want to make sure to just continue to pray for our ministries and that and churches, that the leaderships continue to stand firm on the word of God and continue to be led of the Holy Spirit and bring forth that they yield to the will of God and not compromise, amen, with the things of this world. And so we want to, our young people as well, much going on in the news media regarding them. And so we want to just pray that the Lord has his way with them and that they don't yield and succumb to the devices of Satan, our enemy. We want to pray for our schools as well. So again, much. We certainly want to be in prayer as well for the war over in Israel as well. Much that we have, praise God, to be in prayer about. And these other prayer requests that were shared, we're going to continue certainly to lift them up in prayer. So at this time, without further ado, praise God, I'm going to ask my brother, Elder Hilton Britt, if he will come to the line, come to the microphone, praise God, and we're going to begin, hallelujah, and petition to the Lord as we go forth for this sweet hour of prayer. Praise God. Elder Hilton, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Amen.
Giving honor
welcome
to
God.
The Father God. Giving honor to the Father God, giving honor to the Lord Jesus Christ and the precious Holy Spirit. Thank you,
amen.
Pastor Jasper, Pastor Constance. And we thank you for the leadership of New Seasons Ministry. And we pray again that the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich continues to bless and abound towards you all's life. We thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for this opportunity, O God, to petition you, O Lord, with prayers and intercession, O God, according to your word. We thank you also, Lord, for the elders, the ministry gifts of New Seasons Ministries, oh God. We thank you for Mother Pat. We thank you for Elder Matty Green. We thank you for Associate Pastor Manley, Lord Jesus. We thank you that we are in one accord, Lord Jesus, of people who are seeking first your kingdom and your righteousness, led by your Holy Spirit, Lord, and not the spirit of this world, oh God, to give you the glory, to give you the honor, to give you the praise. And we thank you, Lord, that as one will chase a thousand, and exponentially we will chase tens of thousands, oh God, as we declare your word. I'm reading out of the third epistle of John. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as your soul does prosper. Lord Jesus, we thank you this day, Lord, that you are the great physician, O Lord, that, Lord, by your stripes, that we are a people healed, O God, by your precious blood, O God, the blood of Jesus that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel, O God, the blood of Jesus that speaks life and grace and mercy and health and eternal life to all that it touches, O God. And we thank you, Lord, for your precious Holy Spirit that has been poured out upon us as a people, that we are redeemed people, O God, washed by the precious blood of the Lamb of God, called by your holy name, Lord Jesus, the name which is above every other name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow, of things in the heavens above, of things in the earth below, of things throughout every galaxy and every realm and all creation, O God, because you are God Most High, and beside you there is none other, O Lord. And we thank you that your word, O Lord, O God, is living and active and mighty, O Lord, and to all that it touches. Your word is at work, O God.
Yes,
will and to do of your good pleasure. And it's your good pleasure, O God, that we as your people who are called by your name, O God, will have life and life more abundantly. Yea, even the God-type life, which is truly life, O God. And that I want to read the blessings of Psalm 91 upon the people of God. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty God. We will say of the Lord, he is our refuge and our fortress, our God in whom we do trust. Surely he will deliver us from the snare of the fowler, from the gnawing pestilence. He shall cover us with his feathers, and under his wings will we trust. His truth shall be our shield and our sword. We will not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flieth by day, nor the pestilence that walketh in the darkness, nor the destruction that wasteth at noonday. For 1,000 may fall at our side, and 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come near unto us. Only with our eyes shall we see and behold the reward of the wicked, because we have made the Lord Jesus, which he is our refuge, even the Most High, our dwelling place. There shall no evil befall us, neither shall any plague come near our dwelling. For he will give his angels charge over us to keep us in all of his ways. They shall bear us up in their hands, lest we dash our foot against the stone. We will tread upon the lion and the adder. We will trample the great lion and the dragon. Because we have set our love upon him, therefore he will deliver us. He will set us on high, because we have known his name. We shall call upon him, and he shall answer us. He shall deliver us from every trouble.
Yes.
I will deliver them and honor them. And with long life, he will satisfy us and show us his salvation. Lord Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that we are people, O God, led by your Holy Spirit again, Lord, walking, O Lord, in the reverential fear of you, keeping it before our eyes and within our hearts, O God. We are a people, O God, who are called for your own possession and persuasion, O God. You have chosen us, O Lord, in the midst of this day, in the midst of this hour, Lord, to reflect your character, to reflect your heart and your mind, and to be carriers of your glory and to be carriers of your word, O Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you are our vanguard and you are our rear guard. That means you go before us and you come behind us, Lord. You have us covered from the head. You have us covered underneath. You have us covered round about, Lord Jesus, 360 degrees, 365 days a year, oh God. Oh, Lord, we're not raised up for calamity, hallelujah. We're not raised up for destruction, but we're raised up and called blessed by your name. And what God bless, no man and no demon can curse, oh Lord, for you are watching over your word in each of our lives, intimately acquainted with the, you know, the very hairs upon our heads, and you call us each by name. You have us. You got us in the palm. We are etched. We are engraved upon the very palms of your hand. Oh, and you carry worlds, because you created all things by the word of your power. And you open up your hands, oh God, and you feed every living thing. So we know, oh God, that you care for us. You who gave yourself, oh God, you came down, the king. The king came down for us. He came up off your throne, oh Lord, and came into this dark world, the light of the world, that you, oh Lord, might bring forth the blessing, O Lord, upon as many as received you. You've given us light to become the sons and daughters of the Most High God. And you are yet working, O Lord, within each of us intimately, O Lord. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth be removed and shaken, even though you shake all things, O God. Oh, your people will not be shaken, O God, for you are the greater one in us. And we are living and moving, oh Lord, and having our being in you. We are confident of this one thing, that the good work, the good work, I say again, the good work that you have begun within each of us, that you are watching over it diligently, faithfully, to perfect it, to establish it, to prosper it, to cause it to bring forth fruition, to glorify your name, Lord Jesus. We will not fear, but we will be of good cheer. We will be joyful in tribulation, for it is but for a moment. Yea, though we walk through the valley, you are with us in the valley. You will bring us up out of the valley. You will lead us beside the quiet and peaceful waters of rest. You will renew our strength, and you will renew our youth like that of the eagle. And with long life, you will satisfy us. You will bring us into a broad, in a spacious place, a wonderful place, a blessed place. Yes, you will. Yes, you will. You are living and moving. We are living and moving. And you are watching again over your word in each of our lives, oh God.
Yes.
For you are faithful, oh God. You are the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. You are the God of generations, oh Lord. And you are watching our sons and our daughters and our grandchildren.
Yes.
And all that is connected to us, everyone who is connected to us, because we are standing faithful to you, Lord, looking unto you, Lord, trusting in you, Lord, holding unto your living word, cannot fail, and it is impossible for you to lie. So you, oh God, see and you know and you care, and you will perform that which you have spoken. Abraham waited 25 years for Isaac, but he stood in faith. He was the father of the faithful. Through Abraham, every nation on the face of this earth has been engrafted into the vine. And we are that same people. We are heirs alongside our father Abraham, for you made him a father of many nations. So we also walk in that promise and that inheritance, oh God. So we will stand in faith. We will stand in faith. We will declare your word. We will hope in your word. We will stand upon your word. We will trust in your word. We will wait upon your word and your faithfulness. For you are God who is jealous to perform his word. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And we give you all the glory and we give you all the honor, Lord. We pray, oh Lord, again, for the health of your people, oh Lord. Oh Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you are the great physician. You are Jehovah Roah, the Rapha, the Lord who heals. You are Jehovah Roah, the great shepherd of the sheep, who laid his life down for the sheep, who shed his blood for the sheep, who called his sheep by name, who left the 99 and went for that one. When the one was lost, you went and saved him. to save, to deliver from imminent danger and death, to preserve in one's original state and condition, to give eternal life to. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We worship you, O Most High, for all you've done, O God. We celebrate your goodness. We cease not but to give you praise and glory and honor for the thankful heart. Oh, Lord, thank you for watching over your word in each of us, Lord, to as many as are upon this podcast. But by your spirit, Lord, quicken their hearts, quicken their minds, quicken their innermost being, Lord. Looking unto Jesus, looking unto Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith. And for this we give you glory. For this we give you honor. For this we rejoice with exceeding great joy. For your faithfulness, Lord. Yes. We thank you for your great love. We thank you for all that you've done, Lord. Yes. For all that you're yet doing. And for all that you will do. For you are faithful. You are faithful and you are true. Amen and amen and amen. Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Elder Hilton, for that powerful prayer. Hallelujah. We give God all the praise. We give him the honor and glory, knowing that he hears, knowing that he answers. Yes, Lord, we just thank you, Lord God, as we join in agreement, hallelujah, with the prayer of Elder Hilton tonight. Thank you so much, and God bless you. Praise God. Praise God. Next, we're going to ask Mother Pat Gallo. Mother Pat Gallo, praise God. We're going to bring you in to the microphone. Hallelujah. Praise God. Okay. Mother Pat, can you hear me tonight?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I hear you. And I thank God for another opportunity, as always, another opportunity to go before our Heavenly Father through his Son, Jesus Christ, and his precious blood. You know, I was listening to all the requests that we have. And a lot of them, I think it was three or four people that's gone through bereavement. And so I want to lift up the bereaved family after I get through speaking about the scriptures that was in my spirit. You know, I have this dire need to get out about the power of the blood of Jesus. And it's only through his blood that we can even enter into the very presence of God. So, I got three scriptures I want to share, very short. The first one come out of Matthew, the 26th chapter, the 28th verse. So bear along with me as I try to focus my eyes on this. He said, in that scripture, it says, "For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." And what drew my attention to this scripture even more so, it says, shed for many. So they did not use the word all. They said many. So we think about, we got to get out there and get as many as we can out of the clutches of the enemy. Because I realize, and I'm sure you all too, being in this walk with God, we know not everybody's going to be saved, but that does not negate our job to go out there and reach as many as we can. Because I do believe that God will have more with him than what the enemy has. And it kind of looks like the enemy is winning, but I'm telling you, he's not. Because God is almighty, great, and he's awesome. And there's nothing impossible unto him. My next scripture comes out of Luke 1:37. For with God, nothing shall be impossible, is what I have said. And then the next one comes out of Luke 8:18. This is where, the like the old saying, the rubber hits the road. It says in Luke 8:18, I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. That's us. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, shall he find faith on the earth. He's going to be looking for us standing in faith. No matter what, it's nothing impossible unto God. And even in the scripture earlier says that his blood was shed for many. Did not say we're not supposed to get out there and do what we need to do to get souls to come in. And that reflects back on New Seasons Ministry. They are out there to win souls, get the harvest in, because everybody at this time see the urgency. Everything that we see going on around the rumors of wars, the senseless killing, and the church, the young people believing a lie, they rather believe Satan than to believe the word of God. All those things are things that we should be praying about and concerned about, because that's what's happening in the moment. But when the church rises up, New Seasons Ministry, when the church rises up and go forth and draw men, like I say, fishermen. We are fishermen of men, just like Jesus went and he called Andrew and all his disciples. Some were fishermen. He said, I'm a fisherman of men. And so that's our charge. That's our charge. But like I say, we got to believe God. We got to stand in faith and believe God for the souls to come in. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to deal with the hearts of every person who is connected with us. As we apply the precious blood of Jesus to the deepest places of their hearts, may the blood of Jesus strip away every hindrance, every blindness, every word of deceit from their hearts in the name of Jesus, and the lies that they have brought from the enemy and lies that even people are speaking. Oh, Father God, we thank you in the name of Jesus that the blood of Jesus is ever so powerful. The blood of Jesus can wash away every sin. So, Father God, we thank you tonight, oh God, that as we give you thanks and that you give us the boldness to speak up and be vocal to the people and tell them of your goodness and of your mercy. And then, Father God, may the blood deal with every heart problem, if it's hatred, if it's immorality. Let the blood of Jesus deal with them and cause their hearts to turn around away from the things that will keep them from seeing and knowing you as Lord and as Savior. Now, Father, we lift up the B family, everyone that said that someone has passed they know of, or someone they know of that know that person. Father, we believe, oh God, that there can and there shall be a word spoken in season to minister to the hearts that's grieving, oh God. Father, we always say that heaven has no sorrow, that heaven cannot take care of. And we thank you, Father God, that your word will bring peace and your word will bring comfort to everyone that's involved that have lost someone during this time, in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, we continue to pray for Cashmere. Father, you have brought Cashmere through many things. And Lord, I know without a shadow of doubt, you got a way for her to get employment. And it's going to be above what she even think, oh God. And then, Father God, thank you that as she want to further her education, that you open doors, oh God. Bring grants to her. Bring, Father God, everything that she have need of so that you can use her even on that campus. Wherever she go, Lord, that she is a living epistle of your word, that the things that she goes through, Father, that testimony will draw others not to her but unto you, oh God. Use her as a mouthpiece wherever she go of your goodness and your mercy.
Now, Father, before I end this prayer, Father, I apply the blood of Jesus upon every person that's on this line, everyone that they're connected to. And I thank you, Father God, that you show yourself mighty in every situation that we may be going through, that you are Jehovah Tiskenu, our righteousness. You're Jehovah Tadak. You are our sanctifier, that you have separated us from the things of this world. And that you are Jehovah Shalom, you are our peace that passes all understanding. And you even told us, oh God, if we keep our minds upon you, you will keep us in that perfect peace. And we thank you for the peace that you give, no man can take away. We thank you for the joy that you have given to us, that is our strength. And Lord, Father, we thank you and we praise you, Father God, that you are Jehovah Roha. You are our healer, and we decree according to your word, Lord, that we are healed. We are healed from every disease, infirmity, condition that the doctor have a name, and he named it to us that we did not receive his report, but we received your report that we are healed by the stripes of Jesus. And we standing on that, and because, Lord, you say, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith? Father, our faith is in your word. It's settled in your word, oh God. You're not a man that you will lie, and that your word will not go accomplished. It will not return to you. Boy, we standing on that. And we are not going to veer to the left or the right. We're going to stay focused because we believe you. We trust you, oh God. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, Father God, we thank you that you are Jehovah Jireh. Lord God Almighty, you supply and you meet our every need spiritually first, physically, emotionally, and financially. In the name of Jesus. Because you're the God that owns everything upon this earth and nothing has been taken out of this earth. The gold, the silver, the cattle of a thousand hills, Lord, you have it. And you say that you sent your Son that we may have life and have it more abundantly. So we thank you for the abundant life. We, Father God, that your word even tell us that you would do exceedingly abundantly above what we can even ask or think. If I ask for 10, Father, you want to give me thousands. If I ask, Father God, for healing, you want to heal me and those around me too. In the name of Jesus. That's the kind of God we serve. An awesome and a mighty God. Yes. A God that's able to do according to his word and to do what he say he will do without a shadow of a doubt. And that's where we should be. Lord, Father, we thank you for the shed blood. You said it was your blood. This is your blood in the New Testament and was shed for men. And, Father, I thank you that we are counted in that name. And we are going out to get more in the name of Jesus because you call us to be disciples. To go out and disciple someone else to come into the kingdom. Because we know without a shadow of doubt the things that we see, the rumors of war, the catastrophe of the weather all over the United States, all over the world. We know, Father, we know without a doubt that Jesus is coming soon, but he's going to come back. But that revival has to take place. And, Lord, we waiting for that great revival because we are part of it as we go out and reach and bring others into the kingdom. New season, new season. Right. Do the will of God. Teach that word. Draw them in. Be that church where heal the soul and deliver the soul unto the kingdom of God. And Lord, Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, that there are other churches that's open, that's not compromising your word. We pray for those shepherds. And we ask that your hands of grace continue to be upon them. And that every need that they have for the ministry, it will be met because you are not a poor father. You are a rich father. And you give us abundant life. And you say, ask and it shall be given unto us. not to put the seeds in our pocket, but to sow the seeds for the kingdom of God to be established here upon this earth. And for that, Lord God, I say thank you. Thank you for hearing my prayers. Thank you,
yes,
Father God, for answering my prayers. And thank you, Father God, that I feel these prayers and the previous prayers and the coming up prayers in the blood of Jesus, and that the enemy cannot touch us, and that your angels will ascend into the heavens and bring forth our petitions and our supplications in thy ear, O God. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Praise God.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God, praise God. Thank you so much, Sister Pat Gallo. God bless you. Thank you so much for that powerful prayer. And we stand in agreement, hallelujah, with every word of it. To God be all the glory. Associate Pastor Gretchen Manley, praise God. Associate Pastor Manley, can you hear me?
Ma'am, I can. How you doing, Pastor? Good evening to everyone.
Praise God. Doing well. God bless you. God bless you tonight. Go right ahead, please.
Amen, amen. God bless
amen.
You. Giving honor to God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And giving honor to everyone in the listening audience tonight. God bless you, and thank you that thanking and not robbery to join us as we pray for yourselves and anyone else who needs a prayer tonight. My scripture tonight is coming from 1 Timothy, 2nd chapter, 1 through 4. 1 Timothy, 2nd chapter, 1 through 4. I'll be coming from the new NIV version. And it does read, I urge then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all people, for kings
Amen.
And all those in authority, that we may live peacefully and quiet lives in godliness and holiness. This is
mm-hmm.
good because it pleases God, our Savior, who wants all people to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. Let the church say amen. Say amen if you can. Amen. God
amen.
Wants us to
amen.
Pray for all men, all people. And that word man in Greek is a Greek word anthros, meaning humankind, humans, all men, all people. So it's not just men, but it's everyone who comes underneath the sound of the Almighty God. And, you know, in our world, we have so much going on with our families, in education, with children, with politics, with everything. But we must pray for people, not discerning where they may fit at in your beliefs. Some people may not, you may not agree with them. You may not like them. You may not like their politics. You may not like their religion. But the Holy Spirit tells us to pray for everyone. Amen? So let us bow our heads this evening, and we are going to pray for every man, every human being.
Yes, Lord.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for everyone in the body of Christ. And we thank you, Father God, for equipping us to take our rightful place, Father God, and to use the power that you have empowered us with to walk in power and authority. Thank you, Father God, that we will join in with the other bodies of Christ in this union tonight, Father God, to glorify your name, to thank you, Father God, for restoration, reconciliation, and healing in our families, in our communities, and in our country, Father God. Thank
yes,
you, Father
Lord.
God, for giving us all things that pertain to life and godliness. How majestic is your name in all the earth. How majestic is your name in all the earth. Your glory is set above the heavens. Thank you, Jesus. May your glorious name be praised. May it be exalted above all blessings and praise. You are great, and you are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. No one
yes.
can measure your greatness. Hallelujah. No one
yes.
can measure the greatness of God, for you are good to everyone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You shower compassion upon all your creation. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
All your works will thank you, Lord, and your faithful followers will praise you. We will tell of the glory of your kingdom and the great examples of your power, whole righteous Father. We call tonight, Father God, for all humans, all men to be saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Spirit. Your word instructs that faith without works is dead. So we confess that all men must work to develop and demonstrate their Christian faith daily. Our men are priestly providers and protectors of our families. Thank you, Jesus. They love the Lord with all their hearts, minds, and spirits. They are great leaders. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, they are great leaders. It don't matter what it looks like. It don't matter what you think. It don't matter what you see. It don't matter what people say. They will be great leaders, loving husbands and excellent fathers, wonderful mothers, great sisters, hallelujah, great aunties, thank you, Jesus, great grandmas, thank you, Jesus, in the name of Jesus Christ. We confess that as we submit to your word, that you are they are transformed by the renewing of their minds. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we decree and we depress, Father God, this word, that their belief systems and patterns of behavior will reflect your righteousness. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. We decree that their belief systems and behavior patterns will reflect the righteousness of your word, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. We declare that the light of Jesus, somebody say Jesus, we declare Jesus. That the light of Jesus is reflected by their actions. Somebody said it ain't what it look like, it's what you do. It ain't what you say, it's what you do. As they fellowship with one another, others will see their good works and glorify you. Holy, 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 holy is the Lamb of God. They will see your good works, Father God, and glorify you, honor you as the Father in heaven. Lord, we confess that your favor surrounds all men like a shield. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. I see the Lord putting a shield up around our men. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, we ask that you touch the hearts of this congregation tonight, Father God. Yes, each one of us, Father, representing the powers, hallelujah, of God. Continue to pray for our men. Pray for other human beings, Father God. Father God, empower us to stand up against the society systems and structures, Father God, that try to bring us down and suspend us from doing what is right, Father God. Hallelujah to your righteous name, Father God. Father, give us plans and strategies that will destroy the statistics that the world has set before our children, Father God. They will succeed academically, socially, and psychologically. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, give the teachers and the educators creative ways to reach out to the children so that the dropout among the African-American children, the Latino boys, the white boys, hallelujah, the Jewish boys, all the boys and the girls, Father God, they will increase in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, turn the hearts of fathers back toward their children, Father God. Oh, we need our fathers right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Turn the hearts of the fathers back to their children, Father God. Show all our parents how to increase logical skills, linguistic skills, interpersonal skills, interpersonal skills, and spatial skills, Father, for their children, their musical skills, Lord God. Let us remember that music is important for the soul, Father God. Hallelujah, Father God. And Lord God, tonight we ask that you forgive us for our sins of disobedience towards you, Father God. We forgive those who have sinned against us, Father God. And we ask, Father God, that you would forgive those who have been disobedient, selfish, Father God, lying, Father God, pornography, Father God, fornication, Father God, adultery, Father God, and all evils that are not accepting for the responsibility for leadership in the house of the Almighty God. Forgive us, Father God. Forgive our men for rebellion, selfishness, and not accepting, Father God, the things that God has for them. Lord God, bless them, lift them, Father God. Help us, Father God, to bring love to our families, love to our men, love to our women, love to our friends, and love to those who have been hurted or offended, Father God. Heal emotional wounds caused by hurts, Father God. Forgive them, Father God, that they may stand up fight and strong, Father God, and work in the ways of God. Remind our men and women, Father God, and all of those, Father God, that we need them, that we want them, Father God. And Holy Spirit, you bring the remembrance to them, Father God, that you died for them. You died, Father God, and you have forgiven them. And by the blood of your Son, Jesus, Father God, you have made them whole again. Thank you, Lord God. We praise your name and your name alone. Your glory is high above heaven and earth, Father God. You are worthy. You are blessed. You are honorable and you are powerful, Father God. And you have created all things. We ask all these prayers, Father God. Hallelujah, Father God. And we continue to lift up Minister Paula, Father God. Elder Lisa.
Yes.
Ethan Clark family, Father God. Whitney Henderson, Father God. Pastor Graves and First Lady Kathy. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Kashmir, Father God.
Yes.
Elder Strayhorn,
yes.
Father God. Lord God, we can't forget the great King family, Father God. Be with them tonight, Father God. Hallelujah, Father God. We bless your holy name. And Father God, we pray for all schools and those who are in the war in Gaza and Israel, Father God. Have your hand moved upon them, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we pray all this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen and amen. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you so much, Associate Pastor Gretchen Manley. We give God the praise for you as we stand in agreement as well with that powerful prayer. To God be all the glory. Praise God. I'm going to go ahead and close our prayer out this evening, and I would like to share with you from Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 7, and it reads as such, and this is the English Standard Version. It says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and mind in Jesus Christ. Amen, amen. Praise God. Heavenly Father, Lord God, first of all, I just thank you, Lord, for every prayer, Lord God, that has gone forth tonight, Father God. I thank you for every petition, everyone that has come, Lord God, so humbly to your throne of grace, Heavenly Father, Lord God, lifting up prayers on behalf of families, lifting up prayers on behalf of our ministries and churches in this nation and world, Lord God. And Lord God, we know, Lord God, as we have spoken forth these prayers, Lord God, that you've heard, Lord God, and that you answer, oh, yes, Lord, and that Heavenly Father, as the word of God was spoken, that no word goes forth that is yours, Father, and it does, when it goes forth, it accomplishes everything, Father, that you have sent forth and purposed it to accomplish. It will not return void. So, Lord, we just thank you, and we give you all the praise. Heavenly Father, as we come to you tonight, this evening, Lord God, as your scripture has so told us not to be anxious or worried about anything, Father God, that sometimes we admit that, yes, Lord, when we face the situations and circumstances of this day, of this world, Lord God, when we face the vicissitudes of life, Heavenly Father, Lord God, when life tends to throw us curveballs, Father God, that sometimes we may not understand, Lord God. Sometimes in our flesh, we tend to succumb, Lord God, to worry. But yet Philippians, Heavenly Father, 4 and 6, Lord God, it clearly tells us that we have nothing to worry about. Oh, no, we need not be anxious for anything, nor worry about any situation or circumstance, Lord, because every situation, Father God, Lord God, we know that our God is greater. Our God is bigger. Oh, yes, he is, Father God. Matthew 10 and 31 tells us that if God is concerned about the tiny sparrow, how much greater must his concern
be for man who is immeasurably greater in value than many sparrows. So we just give you praise, Lord. We give you honor and we give you glory tonight, Lord God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God, that we are to recognize that our God, yes, he is bigger, and that our God is bigger than any problem that we have. And God, he is more than able. He's not just, but he is more than able to handle our circumstances. So, Lord, we magnify you. And as we are reminded of your awesome power, we recognize that we have no need for fear. We have no need to fret. So we yield ourselves to you tonight, Heavenly Father. We humble ourselves to you, Lord God, in prayer with petitions that we can stand on with assurance that you hear, that you answer, Lord God, that you know exactly where we are. Your word tells us, Father God, that you even know the hairs that are on our head, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you know each and every name, Father God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We are your children, Father God, called by your name, Heavenly Father. You know our name, Lord God. And as you know our name, Father God, you've laid it on my heart to lift up everyone that's on this line tonight right now, Lord God. So in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I lift up Elder Hilton Britt and his family to you, Lord God, his wife Mary, Lord God, his son Michael, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, over them as well, Lord God, and that you meet whatever need that they may stand in, Father God, and let your perfect will be done in their lives, Heavenly Father, Lord God. We lift up the family of Mother Pat Gallo, Pastor Danette, and Brother Stanley, Father God, tonight, and all of her grandchildren, great-grands, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, great-great-grands, Father, let your will be done in their lives, Father God. We pray for the salvation of souls in every family, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We speak healing over this family, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We lift up Mother Pat to you, Father God, even as she prepares, Lord God, to go for the test, Lord, later this week, Lord God. We thank you that you've already gone before her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and that every test will come back negative, Father God. And yes, Lord, we thank you for the manifestation of your healing power upon her, Father God. We lift up the family of Gloria Whitehurst, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Casimir, Lord God, Father God. Glorious children, Heavenly Father, and grandchildren, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray for them, Lord, that you put a hedge of protection around each and every one of them, Lord God. We pray that you bring restoration amongst relationships within the family, Father God. Let your will be done. We pray for the salvation of souls. Yes, Lord, within the family, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We lift up Associate Pastor Gretchen Manley, her husband Rick, Lord God, her sons, Lord God, Jordan and Rick Jr., Father God, and Lord God, every family member, Father God. We pray over them, Lord God. We pray your will be done in their life. We pray for protection, Lord God, over them, Father God. We pray that anything that they may stand in need of, Father, according to your will, Lord God, that need is met, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray for Sister Marion Glasscock, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We lift her family up to you, Father God. We pray for her daughters. We pray for her sons, her husband, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you let your will be done over the Glasscock family in the name of Jesus. And whatever need, Father God, that they may stand in, Lord God, meet it abide of your storehouse and abundance of riches, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We lift up, Lord God, the family of my sister Martha McCree, Father God. We pray for her husband Roderick and RJ, Father, as we lift them up right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Wrap your loving arms around them, Lord God. Meet them in whatever need that they may stand in of, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that your grace and your peace and your love and your mercy be upon their home and household in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you will give them, Lord, that peace that surpasses all understanding, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And Lord God, we pray, Lord God, for our finances right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We, Lord God, thank you, Lord God, that we have a Father that has a cattle on a thousand hills, Lord God. And your word tells us, Lord God, that you will not just do what we ask of you, Father, but your word says that you're going to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ask or think, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, for blessing her indeed, Father. And as everything that she's poured out to you from your behalf to help to advance your kingdom, Father God, we pray, Lord God, that you return back to her, Lord God, 100-plus fold, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Yes, Lord, let your will be done over and in her, Lord. And we pray for her health and wholeness and healing in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We lift up Sister Alicia Johnson to you, Father God. We pray, Lord God, for her. We pray, Lord God, for her husband, Elton, Lord God. We pray for her children, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray for them, a daughter and a son, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Let your blessings rest upon this household, Father God. Anything that they stand in need of, Lord God, we pray that that need be met, Lord God, out of your abundance, out of your storehouse of blessings, Lord God. Yes, Lord, we lift up every man and woman, boy and girl, Lord God, that's associated, Heavenly Father, with those that are on this line, Father God. And let me not forget to lift up my own household to you, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We lift up prayers over the Whitemer's household, Father. We pray for my husband, Lord, that you continue to strengthen him, continue to manifest your healing upon his physical body, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Continue, Lord God, and bring forth its vision, Lord God, clearly, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We pray over our son, Lord God, that you continue to mold Elijah and shape him into the young man of God that you've created for him to be, Father. We pray, Lord God, and I ask healing over our physical bodies. We thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, no, I don't ask. I already, Lord God, accept and receive the healing of Jesus Christ over our physical bodies and anyone that's dealing with any form of illness right now, because your word has already told us that Jesus Christ was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities, and by his stripes, we're not trying to be healed. We are already healed. So we don't have to ask for healing. We have to praise God for what he has, all what Jesus Christ has already done. So, Lord, we thank you for your healing power in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, yes, Lord God, we lift up the other prayer requests to you. I lift up our cousin, Elder Lisa Strayhorn, Father, to you, that took a fall earlier, Lord God. First of all, thank you for protecting her even amid the fall, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for dispatching heavenly angels to that location, Father God, and that it wasn't worse than what it was, Lord God. And Lord, we ask, Lord God, that you manifest your healing power over her physical body from the crown of her head down to the soles of her feet, Lord God. We lift up those that are dealing with bereavement, as it was shared earlier, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you bring forth healing to those, Lord God, that you provide for them that peace that surpasses all understanding, Father, in the name of Jesus. The family of Ethan Clark and the family, Lord God, of Dexter King, Lord God, and Lord God, we just lift up any other family that's dealing with bereavement in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Father. We pray, Lord God, for the healing of Whitney Henderson, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and also to Sister Gloria's Pastor Michael Pretty, Father God. We pray for healing in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, and lift Cashmere up to you, Whitehurst, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And pray, Lord God, that you, Lord God, have that place of employment, that you have that school that she needs to attend, Father God. Open those doors that no man can close. Close doors that no man can open and meet this need. Father, in the name of Jesus, allow for your plan to go forth in the life of Kashmir Whitehurst, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Knowing, Heavenly Father, that as your plan goes forth, that, Lord God, you will bless her and bless her indeed, Father. Lord, we lift up to you the mother of Sister Justina Awani, Father God, and speak healing over her physical body in the name of Jesus, Lord God, from the crowns of her head to the soles of her feet, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, as we need of Pastor Graves and First Lady Kathy Graves, Father God, and then we pray, Lord God, that their needs be met, even where the ministry is concerned, Lord God. We pray for the repairing of those pipes at the church, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, and any other need, Lord, that they may stand in need of, Father God. Meet it, Lord God. Amen. Out of your abundance, Lord God, of your many blessings and the riches, Lord God, of your kingdom, Father. We give you the praise, Lord. We thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord God, for the opportunity to come before you in prayer. We know, Lord God, that the prayers of the righteous, they avail much. We know, Lord God, yes, Father, that you hear and answer every prayer. Thank you, Lord. And we give you all the praise. We give you all the honor. Give you all the glory. And it's in the mighty name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you. I thank all of our prayer warriors tonight. Praise God. We thank you for these prayers that have gone forth. We stand with great expectation because the prayers that have gone forth, because we know that they avail. We stand with great expectation of the testimonies that will come forth from these prayers being answered. Hallelujah. We give God, we thank all of our prayer warriors, Elder Hilton, Mother Pat, praise God, Associate Pastor Manley, praise God. We thank God for you all and everybody on this line. Go forth this week and have a mighty and blessed week in the Lord. Yes, the precious blood of Jesus Christ covers and keeps each and every one in the name of Jesus. Thank you so much for tuning in, and have a wonderful and awesome week in the Lord, and to God be all the glory. We love you, and have a wonderful and blessed night.
God bless.
Good night, and God bless.
Come on, everybody. Let's give God this worship. If you know he's awesome, come on, stand on your feet, everybody. If you know he's awesome, you're in awe of his grace. You're in awe of his goodness. You're in awe of his mercy. You're in awe of his provision. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift your hands as we lift our voices. Come on, say, my God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains. Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Come on, say it. Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
That's it. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on. Heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weakened.
Where I've been weakened.
Forever he'll reign. Come on, you got it. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on, say, he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
From
has he ever covered you? Come on. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weakened.
Where I've been weakened.
Forever he'll reign.
Forever he'll
one word. Come on, everybody. My God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, somebody lift your voice. If you know he's been good to you, testify.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice.
Awesome.
He's awesome.
Come on.
My God.
My God.
Verse 2. Savior of the whole world.
Savior of the whole.
Giver of salvation.
Giver of salvation.
By his stripes.
By his stripes.
I'm healed. Yeah. My God is awesome.
My God is
listen.
Awesome.
Today I am forgiven.
Today I am forgiven.
His grace is why
grace
I'm living.
Why I'm living.
Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on, you say, my God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, awesome.
Awesome.
Where the Lord has brought you from.
Awesome.
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 Let's talk about why he's awesome. You say, he's mighty.
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 Awesome.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice and celebrate.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, you say, he's holy.
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 As if we can't win. Wrap within your arms and step in. And everything we need you to supply. You got this in control. Now we know that you made a way. When our back was
nobody greater than you. searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, no, nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Nobody can heal like you can. Oh, most holy one, you are the great I am. Awesome in all your ways, and mighty is your hand. You are he who carried out redemption's plan. You are he who carried out redemption's plan. Nobody greater, body greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Searched all over.
Searched all over.
Couldn't find no.
Couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low. Still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody greater. Nobody great,
nobody greater than you.
Come on, lift those hands for real in here. Come on. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater. Nobody great. Nobody greater. Now lift those hands, singers, and let's just give him the glory. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Couldn't find nobody.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
I dare you lift your hand and say that with us tonight. Come on. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Body greater.
Nobody greater.
Body greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody like you, Jesus. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
No matter where you look or where you
nobody
go.